especially on the East Side, delis have been the subject of complaints for years, from selling aged food to selling illegal materials. The council's been pushing hard to get rid of the bad stores. Councilmember Rashid Wyatt says a license renewal system has pushed bad stores into improvements or out of business. Last night's meeting brought together deli owners and customers and government. Nias Abdullah says his Bailey Avenue store is a good one.
I hear people get picked on, but to be honest, I don't really get picked on that much. I feel like my store is in a good neighborhood. It's well-maintained. I don't cause any trouble. I really don't feel any pressure.
Some of the speakers at the meeting say they're providing the good fruits and vegetables to the delis, and they're buying them. From suppliers around the area, and Urban Fruits and Veggies says its products are grown on the East Side. Wyatt says delis in his district are inspected by community members to make sure the food is good. Councilmember Richard Fontana told the council recently he's been on surveillance on some bad delis in his Lovejoy district to prove they're a problem. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.